Hi there. The word for you today is Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. Fearing the population growth of the Israelites, Pharaoh told the Hebrew midwives, quote, "When you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him." That's Exodus 1:16. Now this word stool is the same word that's used to describe a potter's wheel. You getting the picture here? If Satan can destroy you while you're still on the wheel or in the process of being formed, he's accomplished his goal. And today one of his strategies for destroying men and boys is pornography. Let's talk straight. David's affair with Bathsheba began with the word 2 Samuel 11 verse 2, "From the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to get her." Looking back on this painful chapter that devastated his life, David wrote, "I will walk in my house with a blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing." According to the Chicago Tribune, a man named Joe from Rockford, Illinois, ran a live internet sex site called Video Fantasy. Joe had a 10-year-old son. On his home computer, Joe installed filtering software to limit what his son could do on the internet. Joe explained it this way: "It's not that I keep him sheltered, but my wife and I pay close attention to what he reads, what he watches on TV, and what he does on the computer, because we have a responsibility to him to be the best parents we can be." That's hard to believe. What hypocrisy! Let me tell you something. Pornography is as addictive as any drug. It puts images on file that mold your mind, images the devil can replay and use to enslave you. So the word for you today is, don't go there.